we have a very special guest. Her name is Tanisha Hudspeth. Tanisha is the Harris County Clerk.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Kirk, she will be with us discussing the Houston, the HCAD elections that we're having currently and a few others. So I think if we can go ahead and start out and bring Tanisha in, I believe she has several interviews that she has to get done today. So we have to get started right away. Good morning, Tanisha. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing just fine. Thank you for a little bit of time to talk about a very important election, and it's great to hear your voice, Alberto.
Great to hear you. Now, please let me know what because this is an election not a lot of people know about. We don't hear it advertised a whole lot, but it's a very, very important election. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
That's right. So there, the May 4th election is a uniform election that typically takes place in non or even years. In this case, there is a special election and a countywide election for Harris County. For those who live in Senate District 15, our now Mayor John Whitmire was the former senator of the four, I believe, somewhere 30 plus to 40 years. And now that he's the mayor, it leaves the seat vacant. So there are two candidates vying to fill the vacancy of John Whitmire's old seat in Senate District 15. That is Jarvis Johnson and Molly Cook. May 4th is Election Day. We have 2 days of early voting left. So today, April 29th, and tomorrow, April 30th, voters can vote from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at 25 different early voting locations. Yes, 25 different early voting locations are where voters can vote. And also, there is a countywide election. So no matter where you are in the city of Houston, if you're not in Senate District 15, which about 21% of voters are, the entire county has the Harris County Central Appraisal District election to cast their ballot in. And that is for a this is the first time this election has ever happened across the state of Texas. There are appraisal district elections happening. There are three board members in which Harris County voters will decide who will represent them on the Harris County Appraisal District Board. That's three different positions, three board members. And again, this is all happening May 4th. Harris County is conducting elections for HCAD and SD 15 only, but there are some jurisdictions who are doing small city, mayoral, and school elections. So two more days to early vote. I always encourage early voting as I am headed on a full day. The weather is a little doom and gloom. It's a lot of rain. And, you never know what you're going to get before you get to Election Day, May 4th. But if you vote on Election Day, May 4th, which is a Saturday for this election, you will have 151 vote centers to select any one of those to vote anywhere on Election Day. So we encourage voters to go to harrisvotes.com, pull your sample ballot. If you're in Harris County, you'll have HCAD. If you're in SD 15, you'll have that race. Look and find your closest vote center. You can go on Harris Votes and get a copy of your sample ballot and take that sample ballot into the poll with you.
Ms. Hudspeth, do you have 2 minutes? I have two specific questions if you have the time.
I have a little time. Yes, let's do it.
Okay, great. First question is this. Why is it that after we had people vote for, a large election, that we went ahead and have this small election when we could have done all of this at one time, one place, and not have our citizenry having to do this again? Could you explain? I mean, first of all, I know you don't have control over that. Can you explain why?
Yes. That's a very good question, because most logical people will ask, why are we going twice to vote in the month of May? This year, which is a presidential year and even year, we had primary elections. Texas election code states that primary elections can only be primary elections. There cannot be any other entities to join a primary election. And that is the same for a primary runoff. So it would have to.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Be a legislative change and a change to the election code that would allow other entities, and when I say other entities, other contests, other race, other jurisdictions, to be able to allow for other races to be on that ballot. And so in this case, you know, SD 15 special election, which is different from the Senate district election that will replace the long-term seat of current Senator John Whitmire. So just a little bit of education on this piece is Saturday, individuals for Senate District 15 will fill the vacancy immediately because right now SD 15 doesn't have representation. That person will fill the vacancy between immediately following May 4th until December 31st of 2024. On May 28th, voters will again vote in that same Senate district race for either Jarvis Johnson or Molly Cook to fill the long-term seat, which means their term will start January of 2025, like everyone else who goes through the November ballot, through a two-year term. So I know it's very confusing. Some people call it two-step, you know, vote twice in the month of May. For HCAT, it's just that one day. It is a special election. That is when the governor and the state of Texas has deemed this election will take place. And there is typically always uniform elections May 4th. But the reason why they can't be combined is because it has to be a legislative change. Primary elections are set only to have that race indicated in even years. So I hope that provides a little bit of clarity as we move along and better understand elections. So I know voters might have a little bit voter fatigue, but we encourage you to go vote twice. Early voting again ends tomorrow for May 4th. May 4th is election day. And then shortly after we have primary runoff where early voting is the end of May and election day is May 28th.
Given that you serve the entire county, irrespective of party, I won't mention this, but I have an answer, another answer that I want to add to what you said, why we have these sort of ridiculous elections. But I want to give you a commendation of the great work that you have done in marshaling these elections, even with the complexities that you had to follow from the state, some of them that made absolutely no sense. Specifically, also like to give you the kudos for making sure things ran efficiently by combining, doing some combination of the electoral in the electoral machines, et cetera, at all these different polling stations. That was great, ingenious work, which you saved the county quite a few dollars. Very good work on your part. Now, please
let
us.
Thank you. I have an incredible team who works around the clock to make sure elections are efficient and run very well.
And in as much as the state is running our elections in an inefficient manner, we have a county, a Harris County clerk who has made lemonade out of lemons. Now, let's ask about HCAD.
Indeed.
Let's ask about HCAD now. Tell the people the importance of this race. I have some political statements I want to make after you leave, but tell them specifically why HCAD is important.
Yes, as I mentioned earlier, in the last legislative session, lawmakers decided or passed a law that the appraisal districts across our state of Texas would have elections for the very first time. In the past, any board members of the appraisal district were all appointed members. Some of those include our tax assessor collector, who's an elected official. But the appraisal district is very important for many reasons. When you get that mailer in the mail from the tax office or the appraisal district, they set the tax rate for our property. You own property, you plan to own property, you live in Harris County. this election is extremely important. And oftentimes, when we have elections of this nature, especially on a Saturday, those elections can go overlooked, right, and can go misunderstood. And so that's part of the reason why I'm on here today. I'm so glad you all are having me here to express the importance of this. Now, while these three board members that will be elected will not set tax rates in particular, their work will be very important. They will approve and help to set budgets. That's important if you're a taxpayer here in Harris County. They will do very important work, and their terms will begin immediately July of this year through 2026. And so, again, first time ever election, there are three different board members that voters will select to represent them on the Harris County Appraisal District. And there are quite a few individuals vying for those races. I encourage all voters, if you want to know a little bit more about these individuals that are running, because the Harris Votes will only show you a sample ballot, I encourage voters to go to League of Women Voters Houston or Google lwvhouston.org. The League of Women Voters produces a voter guide, and I believe majority of those candidates have provided a statement or their background for voters to do a little research or homework before they go cast their ballot in this election. Again, the League of Women Voters is a good nonpartisan resource that can allow voters to take a look at who is on the ballot, what their platforms are, and why they should be selected for the office. So we can go. I'm glad that you're going to touch the political point, Roberto. You're right. I can't do that. But it is really important to know that local elections like this meet you at your doorstep. I know president, U.S. Senator, those races are the races that get a lot of attention. But it is so important that we pay attention to our local races, school board, HCAD, you know, Senate districts, because those are the individuals you will likely call for a service or call to understand how they're better serving you.
Ms. Hudspeth, last question that I always ask, what would you have liked me to ask you that I didn't?
Yes. Well, I would say the only and final last thing is to make sure that you go to harrisvotes.com if you are in Harris County. I don't know that you asked me that, but I always like to encourage folks to go there, look at your sample ballots, and find the vote center closest to you. Again, today and tomorrow is the last days of early voting from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 25 locations. May 4th is Election Day, 151 vote centers to choose from. Make a plan to vote, not just on May 4th, but May 28th as well. And we look forward to seeing you at the polls. Elections like this tend to have low voter turnout. And one thing I know for sure is when you miss your opportunity to cast the ballot, you're allowing others to make the decision for you. So harrisvotes.com, I'm Tanisha Hudspeth. I appreciate this opportunity to share this morning, and we'll see you at the polls.
Ms. Tanisha Hudspeth, Harris County Clerk, thank you so kindly for having been on U-Talk, Steve Hunter's U-Talk. Thank you so kindly.
Thank you.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.